Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be with me on the show here is 866-444-DIRT-3478, and we've got some open lines for you if you want to jump on board here. Logan, by the way, I told all of you the first hour we played in our family golf tournament together here for Thanksgiving. It's an annual event. We've been doing it for a long time now. I don't know how long, but 20 years or something, I guess. But and we didn't win it. No, we didn't win it. We had fun. Logan and Bo left immediately after Thanksgiving and the tournament and the festivities and everything to go back to their second home in Costa Rica, where they live half the year. And it was going to be interesting. They, when they're gone for a while, they didn't have anybody staying in at this time. And it's always interesting what they find. And what was the most interesting is what the landscaping looked like. We helped them with some stuff when I was down there the last time and planted some things that grow easily and some things that are a little harder to grow. Of course, the weather's incredible there. They have extremely heavy rains during the rainy season, and then it gets kind of hot and dry. Some people, you know, looking out for the place and water and have helped, but they got there when it was kind of dark, and I haven't gotten a report yet today about how everything looks. One of the pests that they have there is cut ants, like our Texas cut ant here that does so much damage in the southern part of the state. But there, when they move in, boy, they love certain plants, and they'll really take a plant out in a hurry. So it's going to be interesting to see what the new things we planted, the things we moved around, how it all developed. They did a bunch of stuff after I left that I haven't seen, so I'm looking forward to seeing an updated look at the landscaping and how it survived while they were gone for a while. We'll keep you posted. We'll show you that on Facebook and on the website and everything. The tip of that Victor dog food, Victor Pet Foods, brings you, and information about them is at victordogfood.com, is this. And I wanted to tell you about the dogs also, because I haven't been doing a good job the last few weeks of the SPCA dogs. But the tip is this. One of the things that I learned from a listener, and I love to do that, we've learned a bunch of things from listeners that are kind of main things that we recommend today. Some of the cornmeal use is in that category, and some other things too. But one of the tips I got from a listener is this. We've always thought that it'd be a good idea to put vinegar in the water for pets, because it helps with parasites, it helps with digestion, helps just a general tonic, just like it is for humans, and it will also help with fleas and ticks, helps repel them, no question about it. Only one problem, and that is when you put vinegar in water for a lot of pets, especially cats, but a lot of dogs the same way, they won't touch it. It's a smell they're not familiar with, and they just won't drink the water. Well, that's a problem. And so somebody recommended to me, hey, dummy, tell people to put a capful in a bowl of dog food and stir it in. Well, I started doing that, and I put some other things in. When I cook my breakfast in the morning and I have, whether it's some meat and eggs or just eggs or whatever it is, when I've served myself, and Judy usually eats with me, not always, sometimes she eats just granola, and I just do the egg cooking for myself. That varies. She's into eggs too. But anyway, whatever I have left in the pan, a little bit of residue, put a little water in there, swish it around, and then put that in the dog food, and then I also put in just a capful of apple cider vinegar. You stir that together, and the thing that I noticed right away, one is they dove in it, they love it. But the other thing I noticed about it is when you do that, you stir it for a minute, and then the fragrance starts wafting out, and it's really nice. It really blends with a good quality dog food and you know, with a little residue of what you've been eating, assuming you're eating some good stuff. And they just absolutely love it. I think it's great for their coats. Carmen's old, and she's getting a little, you know, a little stiff in the back legs. She's half German Shepherd, and so that's to be expected. But her coat and even the little jerk tater, their coats just look absolutely beautiful, and I think that's an important part of it. So if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. Okay, and we're going to talk about tree planting for a little bit, but right now we're going to talk to Gene in Dallas. Hello, Gene.
Hi. Have you been to the Lake Highlands Garden?
Not lately. I have been.
Well, my cousin and I went the other day.
This is the one behind the National Guard?
Right.
Yeah.
We were in total shock. Both of us have been gardening ever since we were kids, and that's a long time ago. There was like beets and radishes and lettuce, artichokes, broccoli. We were speechless. And the only thing I see, well, of course, they use a lot of compost, but it's got to be our weather.
Well, this year has been pretty good for the fall gardening. But to be honest with you, Gene, fall gardening is something that we've been promoting a long time, and it's always
I've been
good.
Doing it, but not you have got to go over there before another freeze. I was just speechless.
Their production
like
is really good.
Catalog.
Yeah. Okay, I sure will. That's not too far from where I live.
And if there's any secrets you can find out, do so.
Well, hopefully they're using organic techniques, and I think
yes,
they are.
In fact, over in the donation, be sure you go over there. There is one row that is actually horse manure, really fresh. And in it is this stuff growing. We were speechless.
Horse manure is one thing I've talked about it on the show. It's one of the most powerful manures out there as far as
you would think
plant
it would have burned up.
Well, if you use it too fresh, it will. Once it is, it's hot. And some people give out the ridiculous comment about it that the fresh horse manure will rob nitrogen. The truth is it'll burn the fire out of plants. You're right. It's way too hot until it has been sitting around for a while.
If it wasn't raining, I would say go over there after the show.
Well, I will. I'll have some time today, and I might can get in. It's paved to get in there, so I'll go check it out, take some pictures, and let people see what you're talking about, Gene. I appreciate the tip.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. The community gardens are getting to be more popular all the time. Capel, I spoke at their deal. I told you about it a couple weeks ago. They have an appreciation dinner and little presentation and all every year for the volunteers. They not only produce in two community gardens over there a huge amount of food for the people that participate in all of it. They also produce a lot of volume of quality food for the food banks, a lot over there. I've been very proud of them for how they've done that. And they've got a farmer's market over there too. The big deal about it is that Coppell is 100% hardcore organic. Now, in the past, this Highland Park, this one, not Highland Park, but Highlands Community Garden, it's near a reserve operation there right behind it near Flagpole Hill back in those areas for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In the past, it's been mostly organic, but not 100%. Maybe they've gone totally organic now, and that's why their production is so good. I'm going to check into it, and we will let you know. And if you've got any reports about community gardens going on in your town, your city, let us know. We'll pass any information along that's helpful to other people to do a similar kind of thing. Mary is in Arlington, Texas. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Good morning to you, Mr. Garrett. I had just turned on the radio and got the tail end of your last statement about a cap full of apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say to put, was that for fleas?
It'll help control fleas very well. It sure will. Also ticks and internal parasites and all kinds of things.
Will that work for cats?
Mm-hmm, sure will. And it's the best way to do it for cats because cats won't drink water that you've put vinegar in hardly at all. Most of them won't.
Right. So all you do is put a cap full of apple cider vinegar in their food?
I don't know that there's any scientific thing to that amount. If you put too much, it wouldn't hurt them, but they wouldn't eat it. And if you put too little, it's just not going to do as much good. So I feed my 100-pound Carmen and my little 20-pound Tater about a heaping cup and a half of food mixed together. And into that, I put a little over a capful of vinegar, maybe as much as two caps, but somewhere between a cap and one cap for that much food. So you just adjust from there.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run just a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I forgot to tell you about my dogs, or somebody's dogs. I consider them mine until they get adopted by somebody, and I would appreciate the help here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got three that we've talked about, two of them and one new one today, Blondie, Taffy, and Benz, and also today's dog, Thalia, or Thalia. They're pictures, and they're all really cute and sound like great opportunities for somebody to have a new family member here. So check out the SPCA adoption button on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and let's try to help these four dogs and any of the others that you see at the SPCA or any of the other rescue organizations. Really appreciate the help there. Back to the phones. And by the way, the line is 866-444-3478. George in Dallas is next up. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Great. I'm glad to talk to you. First time caller.
Well, thanks.
I listen to your show all the time. I have a small landscaping company that I run with my two brothers.
All right, good.
And we plant a lot of sod all year, and just trying to get some advice because I'm trying to move to organic everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do a pretty good job at tilling and everything, but I was trying to ask you what's something organic that I can put on the soil that'll help the sod, you know, be successful.
Well, what I do myself, George, when I plant sod is very little bed preparation or soil improvement to plant sod. You know,
right.
Grass is pretty, as you know, grass is pretty tough, whether you're growing Bermuda or St. Augustine or Zoysia or whatever the
right.
choice is. So, but with one exception, if the soil is just so terribly lousy, it's solid rock or something like that, bringing in some native soil just so there's some soil is
right.
one thing that I'll do. And the other thing is if the site is compacted from whatever reason, using too many chemicals in the past or a lot of traffic during construction of the property or something like that, we will aerate or rip or somehow rough up the surface so it's just the seed bed is softer. We'll do
right.
that. I don't
right.
like to put down a whole lot of fertilizer, even the organic fertilizer, underneath.
Yeah.
If you put down anything, probably what I would do, and I've done this, is throw down some lava sand. Lava sand thrown on the roughed up soil. It's kind
okay.
of a cool amendment because it helps hold moisture and you get the paramagnetism benefit from it if it's a decent lava
right.
sand. But even if it's not, it helps hold moisture at the right level for a long period of time. Then the sod goes down. It's leveled, rolled to eliminate the air pockets, as you probably already do.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
on the surface, you put organic fertilizer at about anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And with organic fertilizer, we do it right after we plant. You know, with the synthetics, right. people tell you, oh, wait until the first mowing and stuff like that. With organic fertilizer, you apply it to the sod right away, straight away. And then
what
if
organic,
you,
which one do you recommend, or where can I get in a large amount?
Well, they're all good. The ones that are available around here in North Texas are things like Maestro Grow, Green Sense, Nature's Guide, the Medina product is good. There's a bunch of good quality organic products that you can buy from the wholesale distributors.
Right.
There's some new ones coming out that have nature. I'm getting mixed up on all the ones with nature in the name, but there's some really good ones coming out, starting to appear in the stores that I think you'll like a lot. Yeah. In fact, one of our friends from the past who I've worked with Marshall Grain and Harvest Supply and a bunch of people, he's coming out with a whole new line of products, and they're going to be available to guys like you through the wholesale distribution business right away.
Right. Yeah, because one more question. Because what I want to do is add recurring revenue to my business, and one of the things I want to do is be able to fertilize, treat for weeds and things like that throughout the year,
yeah.
but all organically. Is that possible?
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of people doing it already. You can see some of them advertising on our website, like Spriggs and people like that. Rhodes, you know, does that kind of thing. More Tree, which is part of Lambert's, which is one of the biggest and most prestigious landscape companies in the United States. Has
now,
been
do
doing
they make
it.
Do they make their own, like, product, you know, or do they order their product wholesale? Or
no, they buy from the same distributors that you can deal with, you bet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They did. Okay. Lambert's and Moore made their own compost tea for a while, and I never was a big fan of it. I think it was a good thing to do from the standpoint of just learning how to do it and understanding the biological activity, you know, that you're trying to ultimately get and everything. But what they determined on their customers and their, you know, high-end customers was that using the Garrett Juice Pro has the biological activity in it, the mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria is in the commercial product, was much more cost-effective to them than making their own blend. One of the problems of making your own is that when – first of all, you got to worry about the blend and how you're doing it and all that kind of thing. And when you're out doing your projects and you run out of material, what do?
Right.
Go back and, you know, have to start making another batch again. It might vary a little bit. So they found that it's better just to use the commercial products as the
compost.
And I
don't need a license, right, for that, for spreading organic.
You don't have to have a license for spreading the fertility side of it. If you go out and sell that you're killing insects or killing diseases, it doesn't matter whether you're organic or chemical. You should be licensed to do that. So just be careful about that part or become licensed. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely – thank you for that, and I really love your show, and I listen to it every day. And
thanks.
I'll call in again.
We'll talk more. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And by the way, just a quick finish up before I go by the phone from my conversation with George. Started to mention, and we were talking about so many things there, I forgot to get back to it. In addition to putting out organic fertilizer on sod after it's planted, a thin layer, especially here in the fall, a thin layer of compost put on the surface and kind of rake, take a hard garden rake, turn it upside down, and rake the compost around into the cracks and just to smooth it out on the new sod is a wonderful thing to do. And by the way, it's also good for established turf if you haven't done that in a while. Just a thin layer, half inch of compost or less. And the it's interesting, the questions from people like George that we get from others more in other parts of the country than here, because people have been doing organics in Dallas really longer than anywhere in the country. That's often very surprising to people that we're into organics so much here. But the reason is there's people on the radio more here in Texas talking about it than anywhere else in the country. And, of course, now we're spreading the word nationwide. But one of the things that we did to get organic started in the Dallas-Fort Worth area originally back in the late 1980s was that we were able to convince the garden centers and the contractors that it's more economical, it's a more beneficial way to go from a financial standpoint than using the chemicals. The people using chemicals will tell you not to fertilize, for example, until middle of April or something when things get warm. Well, that's way too late to fertilize. The root system of plants have been growing in the winter and really taken off by that point. So it's too late to fertilize. You're going to miss stimulating the biological activity and everything if you don't fertilize much earlier than that. We start fertilizing with organics in January and February, very, very early. And the people start coming into the garden centers a lot earlier and starting doing gardening and doing fall gardening like Mary was talking about early on. It's just more beneficial to the gardeners and for the people in the business to go organic because you're gardening more consistently year-round and you're really revving up what you're doing earlier in the spring, which is good for the retail people and good for, you know, the horticulture as well, what you're doing. So that's one of the ways to get it going in areas where it's not going. Tell people that there's an advantage there, and that's what it, just one of the advantages you have. Here's Dennis in Fort Worth next up. Dennis, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Harry. Yes, I have a wheat field that I've tried to change over 3 years ago to Bermuda for hay, and the pH was 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Or lower, and they recommend I put a ton of lime, and I'd have to do it every 5 to 6 years. Is there an alternative to bring the pH up to 6?
Well, I don't have any problem with lime if you really need to do it, Dennis, but where is this place?
North of Jacksboro.
North of Jacksboro. Is it sandy soil?
Clay sand.
Clay sand.
Mixture.
Well, what I would probably recommend to you to do first in an ideal situation here is get a good soil test from somebody like Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, because they give you what is not only what the pH is and what the mineral content of the soil is, but they tell you what's available to the plants, and they can give you a better reading on whether you really need to buy that much lime or not. Grass is pretty easy to grow in a whole bunch of different kinds of soils. Kicking it up and maybe making the minerals more available it will probably be beneficial to do that. Doing it every year, you may or may not have to do, but a good soil test is what you need to tell for sure.
But, I sent it to A&M, and this is what came back.
Yeah, their soil test, in my opinion, is worth nothing. You need to get a soil test that tells you what is available to the plant, and A&M's test does not do that. And A&M's test almost always tells you that the phosphorus is too high and the nitrogen is too low.
Yes, exactly.
Every one of them. So, and that's not the case most of the time. So best thing to do is go with somebody like Texas Plant and Soil Lab. On the other hand, why are we trying to change over to Bermuda to sell hay? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, just for a pasture.
For your own situation?
Yeah.
I would not do that. I would look into planting native grasses, and you can get, you know, the big native grasses are Big and Little Bluestem, Indian grass, blue grama, eastern gamma grass, Indian grass, those kind of things. If you have some Bermuda growing in there, that's fine. They grow together without any problem. And if you have some buffalo in there, that's okay too, although I wouldn't plant a lot of buffalo. Buffalo is a great turf grass, but it's not very good for grazing because it produces more biomass underground than it does above ground. You see what I mean?
I have another Bermuda field next to this, and the hogs have torn it up every year.
Yeah, well, they can be a problem in the native grasses or in Bermuda, either one. But I would strongly recommend you look at the stuff on our website about planting a wide, biodiverse grass of ranch instead of just a monoculture of Bermuda grass. You'll find that it'll be more productive, it's more beneficial, it's more nutritious and everything else, and it's more cost-effective. My rancher buddies that are doing the best financially are people who have gone into rotational grazing and stimulating the native grasses, not trying to keep just a monoculture Bermuda. Some do. Some of my real good friends do down in Central Texas. They like a monoculture Bermuda, and you can do it with the organic program. Don't get me wrong. But I think my opinion is that you will do better if you encourage the native grasses as much or more than Bermuda.
The cattle go to the native grass first and second.
Absolutely. And they'll ruin it if you let them, because they'll eat the highest successional grasses. In other words, the most nutritious grasses first. Eastern gamma grass is like ice cream to them. Indian grass, and then on down the list. So the rotational grazing part of it, to not let them stay there any longer than you want them, move them to new pastures, let the one they've been on recover before in rotation you let them back on. That's an incredibly gross simplification of how it works, but it's not more trouble once you get into it. It's just looking at it from a little bit different standpoint.
What is the pH for that?
pH you don't need to worry about too much. If you start putting out the organic amendments that we're talking about, and the first step I would do is put out shredded tree trimmings that you get from an arborist, you know, somewhere nearby that's free. Put that out. Purchase some dry molasses. Purchase some compost as a last resort because of the economics of it. Purchase some lava sand. Put it out at a ton per acre when the budget allows it, and just build that soil step by step. If you want to put out things that change the chemistry, get you a good soil test, and A&M's ain't one of them.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. No offense, A&M, but that's just the facts. Nancy in Newark is next up. Hello, Nancy.
Thank you for taking my call this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the man just on needed a soil test. I need a water test.
Okay.
I think you've mentioned it before, where we can send and get a good water test.
Well, we're not trying to do advertising here for them, but it's the same company that does the water test, Texas Plant and Soil Lab. Also, any of the A&L Plains Labs out in West Texas does a really good job of that same kind of thing, so you could talk to either one of those. A&M probably does a good water test. My problem with A&M's soil test, and I've talked to them about it, I've talked to the guy that runs the lab about it, is that they don't give you the information about what is available to the plant. They just give you a chemical analysis of what's in the soil, and it's really curious to me that so many of them say exactly the same thing.
Our water over the last 5 years, we have a water well, and it's gotten much worse, but we have gas wells in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Would you give me that name of Texas Plant and again?
Well, Texas Plant and Soil Lab in Edinburgh is one. The other one is A&L Plains Labs in, I think they're in Lubbock or Midland or somewhere in West Texas.
Okay.
And they may have more than one location, but that'd be a good place to start. There are others that do similar kinds of things. And the buffering of water that's not good, we actually have a recommendation that's kind of a shotgun thing that you can start in the beginning if there's any delay in this thing. If you inject into your water or spray in addition to your watering on the site, the Garrett juice mixture, the buffering power that it has for water that's all messed up chemically in any direction will improve greatly. The other thing that you can do is use liquid humic acid products. And all the people that sell organic products of any kind will have or can get you the humic acid products. Putting them, injecting them into the water or spraying them on the site helps to buffer the chemical imbalances in water. I think the whole Garrett juice mixture and the commercial ones contain humic acid in the product. I think that's the better way to go. But the other way to go is just do the humic acid and vinegar. Vinegar also helps balance the chemical imbalance in water quite well also.
Okay. I do use some of your products, and I try to be organic. I have chickens. I use my chicken manure.
Uh-huh.
And I do some of the other products that you recommend, but I'm not real faithful to everything.
Okay. Well, if you'll get faithful and use them in pretty heavy quantities, especially when you're dealing with a water that's contaminated or unbalanced chemically, you're going to see, Nancy, dramatic change and improvement in your production.
We had thought about I don't think a water softener would help our problem. We may have to put some kind of a filter on our water well because we drink the water and use it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, doing that, running it through a charcoal filter of some kind is good for you anyway, no matter what. So I recommend that too. But for use on your land, on your plants, this buffering with the Garrett juice mixture or with humic acid or with vinegar, the Garrett juice mixture has all of that stuff in it. It's one of the reasons why it works so well. You'll see your plant production improve greatly. But for your own personal use, you need to filter the water. No question about it. I agree completely. I'm going to have to run. Did you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I will be back right after this. There is a chance you can get in if you call real quick at 866-444-3478.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina
And it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And for those of you that have been listening to me talk about doing things on a larger scale here and wondering how that relates to you in an apartment or a small place with containers, it's exactly the same. We use the same program. It's just everything's smaller. Everything's in smaller scale. We still use the mulch and the compost and everything on the surface of the soil. We just do it, you know, in the containers. And we fertilize with the same stuff, dry organic fertilizers and compost and earthworm castings. And the liquid Garrett juice works even maybe better on container stuff than on a large scale. Really works great on both of them, but it's exactly the same kind of thing. We're building the life in the soil. One of the reasons we recommend people get away from peat moss is it's antimicrobial. It doesn't stimulate good, healthy, biological life, mycorrhizal fungus and other things well, like compost does. Maybe this new product we talked about today, this pit moss, might be a great alternative that will work very, very well. But it's the same thing. It's just a matter of scale. And on large scale, on ranches and farms, there's actually an economy of scale there because you can go to the tree trimming company that's doing line clearing and say, hey, my friend, what are you going to do with all those trimmings that you're shredding there? And if they say, well, we're going to burn them or we're going to leave them here, or we're going to take them and dump them or something, if they're going to handle them anyway, ask them to bring them to your place and dump them there for free. If you're a small gardener, container gardener, or a small backyard, and you go to the garden center, same thing. Find shredded native tree trimmings as your mulch. That's a version of that, just processed more and finer texture, and get some good quality compost. It's in a bag, you know, black cow, good earthworm casting, something like that. And the Garrett juice works for both, whether you make it yourself or you buy the commercial stuff. Same exact thought process. Phil in Dallas, next up. Hi, Phil.
Hello, Howard. I'm calling about Japanese red pine.
Okay.
Trying to replace one that died from girdling roots and pine nematodes. Mm-hmm. And I've been told that they are pretty common up in Oklahoma, up around Tulsa. I was wondering if you have ever seen any local sources.
Are you sure it's a red and not a Japanese black pine?
Well, a large company in the Dallas area has identified it for me after a year and a half of searching.
Okay.
Identified it as Pinus densiflora. It has red and gray exfoliating bark is one of the characteristics of this
right,
tree.
Right. Sounds like you've identified it correctly.
And, you know, rather than do an exhaustive search myself trying to find a nursery that might have one up in Oklahoma, I was curious if in your travels you've seen any in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or even Central Texas or...
I have not, Phil, and one of the things that's going on with pines is that other than people that live in East Texas with sandy, acid soil, people through the years, and I've been in the landscape business a long time, you know, and I used to design Japanese black pines and Austrian pines into projects a lot, not red pines as much because they weren't available, but they've just kind of slowly gone downhill in general overall, and we've recommended pines just in general less and less. There is a nursery in Oklahoma, and I'm drawing a blank. I apologize for it. If you send me an email, I'll let you know. But what it is, they grow a lot of things themselves. They propagate a lot of plants, and they're into a lot of different trees. And they're growing some things there that other people say won't grow in this part of the world. So it may be a good source for you. I'm just drawing a blank on the name. So send me a note to info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll let you know. The pine, if you decide to go another direction, the one pine that we have found that's almost foolproof in all kinds of soils, if you want to look at a different one at some point, is the Italian stone pine. And it's for sale all over the place right now because it's sold as a Christmas tree. It's in
yes, I've seen the Italian stone. We're trying to match about a 18-foot specimen on the other side of the house. We had two in the on each corner of the front of the house,
mm-hmm.
both
okay.
planted at the same time, both taken from a corporate site.
Okay.
And as I said earlier, this has been about a year and a half journey trying to identify the tree to begin with.
I got you. Well, let me tell you a couple people. Contact the folks at Walton's Nursery and also Rhodey's. They both
okay.
Deal with natives and with unusual exotics. And then there's one over in Fort Worth that you might just call them and see. They do some unusual things as well. Weston Gardens over in Fort Worth.
Right.
And then just keep calling around. Send me an email about it, and we'll you know, put the feelers out, and I'll try to remember the name of that nursery that in Oklahoma, and that might be a good source for you.
Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it, Phil. Thank you. And good timing. It's like he's in the radio business hearing the music there. We've got to get out of here now and make room for some more people on our stations around the country. If you are new to the organic arena here, dirtdoctor.com is our website. You can get a free newsletter by signing up, and the form is right there on dirtdoctor.com. Our membership area is the Organic Club of America, a little cost, but more benefits. My books are explained on my website, and they're available from the mail order places and can help you with a whole bunch of different subjects. And the website is busy all week long. We'll be back next week. Until that time, enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.